Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, if you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, in the scope of this universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
To the 2G Show, April 11th, 2015. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, we're glad you joined us today on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable, and he's funny. It's JG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right. Get a little business out of the way here. Before I even do that, last week I did forget our sister's birthday, April the 8th, so we want to say happy birthday. We missed it. We even missed Easter last week. And yesterday, brother, before we do business, yesterday was National Siblings Day. So I did a little shout-out on Facebook, so, you know, to our brother Sibby, Camille, of course, my co-host, great brother here and friend, Gigi. Happy National Siblings Day. All right, if you want to get in the show, 619-393-6728. You can listen on your phone. If you want to listen on the computer, you go to blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. You got the chat room open. I think both of us are in there. Frank's in there. He says he can hear us, which is good because we had the tech guy working on that last week. So that's all working. So, all right, brother, what do you got?
I mean, what the hell, National, I mean, what are we coming up with days for, I mean, things to celebrate for everything? National Sibling Day. I mean, what does it mean?
Happy National
Sibling
Day.
What do you do on National Siblings Day? What do you do?
You kind of sit back and realize, oh, how great your siblings are. Maybe you go out, you give them a call, you know, and just a little reminder. I don't think we need it, but it's a little reminder. Let's let you know, hey, got some great siblings. I do.
I mean, you actually have to, people have to tell you that you got to, you know, like your siblings. I mean, it's so stupid, these things. But anyway, I just want to say, I don't know if you know this, Lauryn Hill, not the singer, but the young girl, 19-year-old girl who was one of the she liked soccer, but wanted to play basketball, and she got brain cancer. You know her?
Yes, I think. And they made her go out there and play, shoot a basket or something like that. I don't know what team.
Yeah, it was a poor girl, 19 years old, found out that she had brain cancer, and then it was, operable. But anyway, then they made her go out onto the court and score a basket to get into a game. But sorry to say that she passed away and at the age of 19 years old. So condolences go out to the Hill family.
What team was she on, brother?
You know this Reverend Robert Shula? You should know this Reverend Robert Shula, right?
Reverend
Robert H. Shula.
Oh, of course, the Crystal Cathedral. I've been out there, read his books, I've watched him. Yeah, sometime he passed away.
He passed away. Passed away at the age of 88. It was a week before, last week, it was probably a few days before, but I kind of missed it. But shout out to go to the Reverend Robert Shula, who, as I said, passed away at the 88. So condolences from the 2G show.
And, brother, we'll go back to that Lauryn Hill there. What team, this college team, did she play on?
She went to Mount St. Joseph.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. That was a
Mount St. Joseph.
Okay.
She was an inspiration to everybody. She had a major cancer fund going, and she had her spirit up until the end. It's a shame at 19 years old that a young lady like that loses her life.
Okay, so those are our condolences, and we send them out. Brother, anything you want to get going? I say before we get this show going.
I got to play something. I think you get a kick out of it. You know how much I like Mad Dog. I know you like Mad Dog too. And he was out there giving out the names and the times from the Masters. It's amazing how this guy is a professional radio host. But let's give a listen. I hope I did it right. But let's give a listen, everyone. I think you're going to get a kick out of this.
Recorded for us, because I'm not good at this. You know, I get these names wrong. He recorded for us some of the tee times. So these are some of the golfers to look forward to later today in the Masters, round one.
Watson's at 8:03 with Gary Woodland and Villegas of Colombia. Is that how you pronounce his name? Camilo Villegas. Vijaygas, that's right. Vijaygas, should know that. Mike Weir, that's Mike Weir, not Mark. Mike Weir, Mutzel is at 10:30. Mickelson, McElroy is at 10:01. J.B. Holmes, Martin Kamer. Is it Kamer? Okay, it's Kamer. Martin Kamer, Snedeker, and J.B. Holmes, Snedeker, are at 10:52. Ogilvy is 11:47. Angel Cabrera at 12:20 with Ustosen. How you pronounce his last name? Ustazen, I think you're right. And Stenson and Billy Horschel are at 1:15. Is that Horschel, right? Yeah, that's his name. I think so. You can catch
he's being serious. That's what makes it so funny. I mean, it's like a sitcom, but he's serious.
Yeah, he's back. That's the problem. That's what makes me laugh. Oh, my God. He is very serious. Oh,
he is terrible.
Brother, if you're having problems with the name, why do you even bother going through it? Just stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just say the
message
around Thursday. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Because I'll be honest with you. Some of those names, I'm going to be honest with you. I'd be tough to say, especially Spanish name to come through. But he knows it. But he messes up some of them, even easy ones.
Kamer.
That's hilarious. I'm sorry to say McElroy, you get that right. But that's hilarious. That guy is hilarious.
I couldn't stop laughing on that. It's the funniest thing, boy. That Mad Dog, he cracks me up, I tell you.
But if you ever get a chance, I listen out there. If you get a chance, listen to him this past year on the Oscars. I think I told you about this already. I couldn't find it, but I'll see if I can find it tonight and send it to you. When he went off on the pictures this year on the Oscars, I mean, it was hilarious. I tell you, that guy's hilarious. All right, there, brother. Well, now we talk about Mad Dog. He's big on the baseball. Baseball's been, about a week old. I usually rant and rave about the Mets, And I just got something to say about the Mets. Take Clueless Collins out of the equation, okay? you're not going to win with Collins. So let's put that in there. I don't care if you put Tom Seaver back in there with Harvey and doesn't matter. But the Mets are a good team. They have a good young team. I think these pitchers are going to, they look good. But here's the deal, brother. Mets don't have great hitting. So if you got great pitching, brother, if you're going to win some close ball games, what do you need, brother? What do you think you need if you have great pitching and you don't have good offense? What do you need?
What, on the Mets? What do you need for the Mets?
Yeah, I mean, in general, if you have a great pitching team that's not going to score a lot of runs, what do you need behind a good pitching? What do you need?
You need relief pitching.
You need relief pitching, but all about defense. You need good defenders back there, okay? And here's what the Mets have up the middle, okay? This is what they have up the middle. You have Wilmer Flores, okay? And you have the worst second baseman in the major leagues. I say the worst. In Murphy. The Mets will never win with those two in the heart of the right in the middle of the infield. You're just never going to win. You can't. And then yesterday it happened with the Mets. It's going to happen over and over again. And they'll take away Flores. The guy tries. Shortstop about his natural position. But that's the big thing I have to take with the Mets, brother. They could be competitive, but they're not going to be any type of point of division or make the playoffs with Collins and Murphy and Flores at the second and shortstop. That's my Mets thing. Well, you got anything but baseball, brother. First week opened up, anything. I know the Yankees haven't been doing too good at all. They did 19-inning game yesterday. Boring. Boring.
Before I get into that, I'd like to know what freaking country we live in because, opening day, they had opening day, the Cardinals and the Cubs at Wrigley Field. And it got so bad there, they were down to one bathroom. Now, people were started peeing or they're waiting online for so long. I mean, one bathroom, you had all, like, I don't know how many months you had to get this the stadium ready for opening day. I mean, this is not a third world country. We have plumbing. We do have plumbing in this country. You know what I mean? One bathroom was working. It was so bad at the stadium there that some people were peeing in garbage cans and waste things, whatever they can find. It was a total mess. I mean, I don't understand, that they can't get these. I know the stadium's old, but still, you got to have plumbing. Something for people to go.
Yeah,
I mean, ridiculous. I mean,
it's another thing, brother. I mean, yeah, it's an old stadium. I know they're renovating and this, but here's the thing, brother. I mean, you'll have all winter. I mean, this game didn't just come up on you. All of a sudden, you had to get a game in there. You know, we had to make do with what we have. This is something they know. They get the game is coming this particular day, this time. So that's inexcusable, okay, to have that.
When you put a light bulb in, you turn the switch on and make sure the bulb goes on, right? I mean, if the bulb doesn't go on, then there's something wrong, and you try to fix it. Don't you think before the stadium opened, that they flush the toilets to make sure they work? You know? Wouldn't you think
there's
a plumber there, and there's an old stadium hanging around, just at least flush once to see if the things are working. I mean, that has to be horrible, going to a ball game like that. And no place to go to the restroom. I mean, that had to be horrible.
I mean, especially if you're a Cubs fan, which makes it even worse. But I don't know, I'm just making a joke there. But seriously, you have all year to prepare for that. Off season, you think somebody would go along? You said who's ever in charge of maintenance there? Well, someone's got to pay for that. Someone's got to say, like the Steinbrenner, for example, he was in charge. That wouldn't happen. But if it did, people are gonna get fired. Done.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. People are going to get fired. And maybe they did. They just don't hear about it. But I agree with you there. Absolutely. All right, then, brother. I don't think you have much about the Yankees. Right now, baseball just started.
I was up 7 hours, and I watched every single pitch of that freaking game, brother. I mean, could you get a run without them getting a run? I mean, you got to be kidding me. You go to the bottom of the night and you hit a home run to tie the game up. You have the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. They get one run before they get one. No. So they get a run with David Roy Tease, of course, again. 0-2 pitch. He throws it right down the middle. I mean, there's nobody on. 0-2 pitch. Throw it away. Right down the middle. So David Roy Tease, it's a home run. I go, you got to be kidding me. And what happens? The next inning, we score a run. We tie it up. And we go to the next inning, the next inning, nothing. And they get a run. We decide to get a run. And this D.D. Gregarious, I mean, he better do something because he came up twice, win the game with two outs with a man on third base, and he was shitting in his pants. Shitting in his pants. He was over swinging. I mean, it's a knuckleball. Just put the ball in play and get a hit. No, he can't get a hit. And we lose. And finally, in the 19th inning, they take McCann's out after 18 innings of catching. They bring in Murphy. And what happens? A freaking pass ball. We made first and second one out, made a second, third one out, a fly ball, and there's your winning run. I mean, getting picked off at first. I mean, Headley gets picked off. Where the hell is he going? He's out of space still. Stay on the bag. I'm going to make it like T-ball. You can't run until the ball's pitched. Gardner's on there. I don't know what he's doing. He gets picked off. And then there's a ground ball at second base. Picks the ball up, ready to throw it, switch from the back of his hand. I mean, what a bunch of clowns. What a bunch of clowns. They lose that game last night after 7 hours of watching. And then today they got killed. You know, it's 8-1, and then they decided to score three runs late. They got there was no hit on Friday for four innings. They got one hit, six innings. I mean, this is the job. I know it's only five games, but you can see the future on this team. And but Beltran 2-for-20. I don't know what the hell he's doing. The only guy hitting on the team is A-Rod. Hate to say it, but thank God he's on the team. He's the only one who's hitting the ball consistently. It's A-Rod. So that was very frustrating the last 2 days.
Yeah, but like I said, I know feeling. You're not used to it because, you know, you had a lot of years of good Yankee baseball, great Yankee baseball. So I understand what you're talking about. I mean, but I've been trying to be objective. I don't see anything. I thought I told you, the Rangers are our best chance for a championship. I told you about the Yankees. That's done. Right now, this year, forget the Mets. You know what I'm saying? The Giants, you don't know what you're going to get. So right now, our Rangers are our best thing. But so you just thought it, you know. But we'll have to see what goes on. Frank, I guess, one of our loyal listeners, so we have to get – he wants, I guess one of the Pittsburgh Steelers' brother retired. What is it, Troy Pomalakio? What's his name? The guy with the hair retired, brother. What's your thoughts about that guy's career?
Really, this is where we want to go? The beginning of baseball season, we want to talk about a retired football player?
So he wants to talk about, but
he was on Pittsburgh. I mean, this is what we want to go on this show. We got a whole freaking bunch of football. We have to talk about it every month. Could we give the other sports their due? Could we give the other sports their due, please?
He's earned the right. He's on every week. But anyway, great player. Great player, brother. You know, I'll give him that. That's all I can say about that, Frank. He was a great player.
You don't know much. Nah, he was he's a Hall of Famer, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's I agree.
Now, last year, he should have retired about 3 years ago, but when he came up, a good 7-8 years, he was a dominant safety. One, probably, I have to put him up there, if not the best. One of the best of all time. Great instincts. Always around, you know, around the ball. Fantastic, fantastic football player.
Okay, good, brother. See? All right. We're talking about let's go Rangers. Yes, we can talk a little hockey in a second. But I want to bring up two things real quick. First, one that you're not too familiar with. But, you know, in the South Carolina, and again, I don't have all the evidence. I don't see everything. I don't know everything. I'm just going by what, you know, what you see and what you've been hearing. So I have to preface that with that, you know. But anyway, you know, with all this Trayvon Martin, and then this was that Ferguson thing, and the narrative was all wrong. I think the police officer was definitely justified. But in this one here in South Carolina, brother, you have a guy who gets pulled over. White officer pulls over a black guy, and he's talking to him. As he goes back to the car to write the ticket or whatever, the guy gets out of the car. You shouldn't do it, but he gets out of the car, and he starts running. No weapon, nothing on him, just starts running away. Find out later he had child support, and he was worried about getting arrested. Anyway, he runs away, and the cop shoots him 6 times in the back, kills him. The guy's dead on the ground. He handcuffs him. So all I want to say about this until more stuff comes out, I was against, you know, the narrative with the Trayvon Martin
And this Ferguson thing with the police officer, where you charge a police officer. But I got to say, on this one so far, that officer should be tried for murder. If less of the other evidence comes out, I have to say that was just ridiculous. And I know, brother, you had another incident happen in basketball. I think something with Copeland, ex-Nick. What happened with that?
Tell you about your story is right about that cop. I mean, what cops sequestered? Do they watch the news? Do they know what's going on? I don't understand what's going on with these cops. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I don't know. The guy running away, you know, and he's shooting six times in the back. I mean,
in the back.
If you're right on that, I totally agree with you. And the cops should be brought up for murder. I stick up for cops a lot of times because they get a bad rap.
Me too. Me too.
But that story, if it's true, that's horrible. But
me too.
To talk about the other day, this Copeland from Indiana coming to New York to play the Knicks, and then you had these two Atlanta Hawks guys also coming in to play the Nets, and they're at a bar. It's 4:00 in the morning, and Copeland was stabbed in the stomach and his elbow, and there's a girl, whatever he was with. She got stabbed. But the one thing I don't understand, and I can't get an answer on this, is you had two Atlanta Hawk guys there. The cops were trying to put up a crime scene, and they're trying to stop the cops. Are they that arrogant knowing that they can't go to jail, that they can mess around with the cops? I mean, they're putting up a crime. Why are they stopping the cops from putting up a crime scene when a guy was stabbed? It's beyond. I can't get an answer on this. I don't know if maybe you heard. That's why I'm bringing up. But anyway, you're out at 4:00 in the morning. You just played a game. You just flew into New York. Okay? Could you go home? Because nothing good. I don't care how young and they got. Nothing good happens when you're out in the club at 4:00 in the morning. I mean, you hear stories over and over and examples over and over, but they still continue to do it, and I just don't understand. Why do you want to put your basketball career and your life in jeopardy? You got a good life, live it, go to a nice restaurant, have a good time. There's no need to go out to clubs at 4:00 in the morning, as far as I'm concerned.
I heard a little bit about this one. I didn't follow it too much. And I'm torn with this one. I think I told you off air. Let me just cut one thing. I am not a star. I'm not a famous baseball player. I'm not a Hollywood star. So maybe you're right about that, but a lot of good things have happened to me at 4:00 in the morning, let me tell you, in more of my life. A lot of good things have happened at 4:00 in the morning, let me tell you, brother. But I do know what you're saying about I don't have a career, that could be derailed, make all this money. So I tend to agree with you. These guys are young. They think they want to go out. But, I agree with you. You're out there at 4 in the morning, there's drinks, there's alcohol going around, and you're putting yourself in positions where, a lot of bad things can happen. So, again, I don't know why you would interfere with the police. I said it all the time. I don't get it. I don't understand.
That's the one part of the story that I don't get, stopping the cops from putting up a crime scene. I mean, if you're an athlete, you want to get out of there, you don't even want anybody to know you're around. Jeopardize your career. I don't understand what they're doing with the cops.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. Why you get involved in this? They think they're above the law. I don't know. I agree with you there, 100%.
You know, it's always funny. There's always. I'm not saying that this might be the case, but there's always a woman involved in these things. There's always somehow every time there's something going on in a club, there's always a woman involved.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole story here, but you're right about that. A lot of times there's a woman involved and the jealousy, whatever going on, but you're 100% right about that. So, all right, brother. Move along. 619-393-6728. But we got a couple of things here, brother. You can spin the wheel here. We got the hockey playoffs starting. Our Rangers did win the President's Cup, which is the best record in the league. The last time they did that was 93-94 when they won the Stanley Cup. It hasn't usually worked out that well for the President's Cup trophy and to win the Stanley Cup. We can talk about that. We got Game of Thrones coming up. So spin the wheel, brother. Where do you want to go first in our last few minutes?
Well, I do want to talk about the Rangers. Congratulations to them, you know, the President's Trophy there and getting the most points. I mean, the team was unbelievable down the stretch. You lose one of the best goaltenders in the league, and Talbot came in and did a fantastic job for us. So, I mean, this is the time that, King, he's got to come through for us. I mean, he's well-rested. He's not going into the playoffs with all those games behind him. I mean, this is where he has to shine. You're going to be one of the best goaltenders in the league. You got to carry this team. I mean, this team has everything going for them right now. This is our best shot since the 93-94 season to win the Cup. I know we made it last year, but we've got a little experience on it. And I don't want to hear anything this time. But I don't want no excuses, no nothing. You go out, stop with these seven games. Go out. Looks like most likely you're going to be playing Pittsburgh. Okay, and we should. They're down the stretch. They're playing poorly. We should be able to take them on. If you get the Washington and the Islanders going, that'll probably be, as you know, I don't care what anybody says. Even the Islanders is a rivalry. If they two go together, it's going to be some match. We're still the better team. This is the year that they finally put it all together and at least win the Cup.
I agree, brother. I mean, usually when you have the best goaltender, and Hank is one of the best, he needs to win at least one cup. You know what I'm saying? And this has got to be it right here. So I agree with you. This is a team that I think they don't win this year. I don't know what to tell you, but I mean, this is the year. I mean, clearly the best team. They've shown you they can play back-to-back games. They've shown you they can come off the mat and play games that, after they've lost, they put together win streaks. This has got to be the team, I think, that's going to do it. So I hope so. Real quick, brother, before we get down to the end, are the Kings eliminated? Because that's the team. I know you guys said don't worry about the Kings and that game. Are the Kings eliminated?
The Kings are eliminated. They did not make the playoffs. Winnipeg and I think Calgary. Winnipeg and Calgary. I know Winnipeg made it. The Kings, yeah, but by the way, to answer that question, the Kings are out.
Okay.
So you got your wish.
Okay, yeah, I know it's a long way off, but I don't want them in there. But getting out of the end, brother, I know the Game of Thrones, maybe we'll talk about that next week. That starts up tomorrow. It's one of our favorite shows, HBO tomorrow, the game. I know you're excited, right, brother?
Oh, I can't wait for the Game of Thrones, and I'm so glad starting tomorrow. I don't know. I was trying to read something where it's not going to be maybe as many people as they did in getting killed because they need people on the show. They keep killing them off. They're not going to have anybody. There are some new plays, and I heard, just the rumblings that it's fantastic. That a fantastic Game of Thrones. I can't wait.
I can't wait as well. All right, brother, real quick, just came to the wire. I know this is a tough. A good friend, Dave Manuel, just let me know that his wife's Sue's brother, Raymond, who I know very well, passed away. I guess he had lung cancer. And condolences go out to Dave Manuel and his family. So I hate to end the show like that, but I wanted to get that out there. Brother, last word.
Yeah, our condolences go out to the family, and we'll say a prayer for them.
All right, but final thoughts, brother.
I want to thank everybody listening, no matter where you're listening, on the phone, on your computes, around the world, tell your friends about the show, This is your show, we do this for you, and brother, great job, and adios, muchachos, and everybody, take it easy.
All right, Frank, good luck on your soccer season tomorrow. Mom out there listening, Frank, anybody on demand listening, just make sure you keep telling people about it. We'll be back next week. So, for Gigi, this is MG. Let's listen to Dave Mason. Good night, America.
Something is missing from my experience. something's missing from my experience. Wanna be good to you. Wanna be good to you.
Wanna do all the things. All right, brother, talk a little bit. All right, brother.
All right, bro.
I love you, man.
Bye.